Blog Talk Radio.
Father, you are the truth and the light, and I desire to live by faith according to your truth. Father, in the name of Jesus, the truth will set me free. But in many ways I have been deceived by the father of lies and the philosophies of this fallen world, and I have deceived myself. Father, in the name of Jesus, I choose to walk in the light and not in the dark, knowing that you love and accept me just as I am. Lord, bring to my thoughts areas of deception. As you search me and know my thoughts, I invite the Holy Spirit to dwell in me and ask the Spirit of truth to guide me in all truth. Lord, I pray that you will protect me from all deception. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. Have mercy upon me and give me peace, and forgive me of all transgressions. In Jesus' name, amen.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, where angels from faith fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. He chose and seed of Israel, great he ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crowned him Lord of all. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crowned him Lord of all.
Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all.
Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at Out of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. You can visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the Industrious Absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. If you sense the call of God on your lives, or you desire formal biblical training to equip you for ministry, and you are praying to find the right seminary or Bible college for you, here are two reasons why you should put HCBC on your short list of schools to consider. HCBC is mission-oriented, our students are prepared to start new church or revitalize an existing congregation. HCBC is committed to web ministry. We are probably the only Bible college where you will be trained in web ministry. Doing ministry in the 21st century requires that we be able to leverage all the tools available to us today. We are committed to claiming the web for Jesus Christ. Visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. We're also pleased to announce that coming soon, House of Christ Ministries, Inc. Prayer Conference call. This is the season where the Lord is calling for laborers to intercede for their communities, their families, their ministries, and our nations. The harvest is truly plenteous, and the laborers are few. We can make a difference. We can win back our territories and destroy the works of the enemies in our lives. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." If you would like to be part of this revival, please email us at hocprayercall@gmail.com. Once again, if you would like to be part of this mighty revival, please email us at hocprayercall@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. And we are expecting God's power to move in our lives. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist them in their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Food for the Poor was named by the Chronicle of Philanthropy as the largest international relief and development organization in the nation, which feeds millions of hungry people throughout the countries that they serve. Their Christian relief programs and projects are helping children and the poorest of poor by providing food, housing, health care, education, water projects, emergency relief, and microenterprise assistance in the Caribbean and Latin America. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons. And to receive these lessons, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism. To our social Christian network, to our online Bible college, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites to our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request, share a testimony, or make a donation or a love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501C3. To be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the Church of God, which is in Christ at His return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the words with signs following them. Acts chapter 1, verse 6 through 8 says, When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father had put in his own power. But ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, by honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ, and our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. I encourage you to join us on this spiritual journey every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series is Biblical Prophetic Principles. Tonight's lessons will be Control Spirits.
Jesus is mine, oh what a joy.
Father, I come into your presence tonight, and I submit to you, and I ask for a thorough cleansing. I pray that you remove all transgressions from me in the name of Jesus. And tonight, Lord, I renounce the lie that I am guilty, I am unprotected, I am alone or abandoned. In Christ, I am secured. God says, I am free from condemnation. I am assured that all things work together for good. I am free from any condemning charges against me. I cannot be separated from the love of God. I have been established, anointed, and sealed by God. I am confident that God's good work God has begun in me will be perfected. I am a citizen of heaven. I am hidden with Christ in God. I have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and discipline. I can find grace and mercy to help in time of need. I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you tonight. Distraction, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. I renounce all fear and cast every anxiety upon you. Lord, I commit myself to you as my rock, my fortress, and my strong tower. May your peace be upon this ministry. In the strong name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for cleansing to Calvary God. There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power.
I thank you for the power in the blood of the Lamb. Tonight's lesson is Controlled Spirits. And as we continue on this spiritual journey, Biblical Prophetic Principles, we will be teaching tonight on controlling spirits. Over the next several weeks, we will be studying the subject of controlled spirits. We will establish by doing a word study certain key words and phrases that describe these spirits. Each of these words expresses in greater detail the activity and characteristic traits of these spirits. Here, we have a listing of the word definitions to control and govern. The definitions of these words with their synonyms will help you to describe and identify when a controlled spirit is operating in your life, your home, your job, extended relationship, etc. The definition of the word control is to exercise restraining or directing influence over, to regulate, to have power over, to rule. We will look at the synonyms for the word control in three different ways. First, as a noun, one, control means the power to direct, dominion, reign, direction. Two, device that regulates, for example, a key or a switch. Next, the word control as a verb. One, control means to hold in check, constrain, master, repress, check, and restrain again. Two, to direct, lead, rule, dominate, determine, master, conquer, conduct, administer, supervise, run, head, coach, dictate, manage, influence, prevail, domineer, charge, subdue, push, coerce, oblige, train, limit, officiate, drive, move, regulate, take over, rule, the roost, cracked the whip, called the shots. And lastly, the word control as an adjective, controlling, ruling, supervising, and regulating. These spirits seek to replace, subvert, or counterfeit the role of the Holy Spirit in the lives of the believers. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send you in my name, he shall teach you all things, albeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truths. John chapter 14, verse 26, and John chapter 16, verse 13a clause. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Cultivating a deep personal relationship with God and reading the Bible, studying the scriptures, are essential if one is to recognize the proper expression and use of spiritual gifts in their lives. Then we are enabled to recognize the true gifts and leading of the Holy Spirit by distinguishing it from what is a false and counterfeit leading. This is very important because control spirits masquerade behind our personalities, acting in cooperation with them, because we don't examine ourselves deeply enough to expose them. They count on the works of the flesh in our lives to hide and aid them. Unfortunately, we can be so sure of our position that we don't consider that our confidence could be a blind spot that makes us unaware of a control spirit's presence, even while it reinforces our deception by the subtle craftiness and cunning and of its influence. Defining words continued. Govern in the Greek is kybernon, which means to steer. Govern. To exercise authority over, rule, control, to influence the actions of, guide, to determine. Synonyms for govern, when used as a verb, are command, reign, rule, legislate, administer, oversee, assume, command, hold office, administer the laws, exercise authority, be in power, supervise, direct, dictate, tyrannize. Synonyms for govern, when used as an adjective, are commanded, administered, under authority, supervised, directed, dictated to, conducted, guided, piloted, mastered, led, driven, subjugate, subordinate, determine, influence, surveyed, inclined, regulated, directed, ordered, dependent, obedient, under someone's jurisdiction. Control spirits want to lead, direct, guide and steer our lives apart from God's will and direction. Positive and negative uses. The words control or govern are positive when used to express good, righteous, or legitimate leadership over something or someone. However, when describing an influence, be it human or demonic, that directs the will of an individual apart from their own self-government and or leading of God's will, it is wicked, unrighteous, and sinful. Three categories control spirits use. Though there are these three categories used, these categories, when mixed with methods, strategies, and or tools, have a multiplicity of uses and come in many forms. The three categories are by direct spiritual or occult meanings and physical aggression. While the methods are varied, there are two main objectives. The first is to create in us a dependence or reliance upon them so that almost unconsciously we employ these tactics in our interaction with people. And the second is for the control spirit to have a directing, leading, regulating influence over our psyche, which is our mind and soul, in order to execute their will, their desires, and results in our lives, or as part of a larger plan. Three biblical examples. When we take a look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 1 through 5, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the erring of the faith? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Paul is rebuking and exhorting the Galatians believers to not abandon their faith in God for dead works of religion. Remember, religion is a system of reformative laws that, if followed, man thinks will make him acceptable to God. However, righteousness is God redeeming mankind back to himself through the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Possibly, Paul was combating erroneous teaching that had released a control spirit which began to influence their minds. The identity of that teacher is not stated, but the damage they caused was real. The spirit was minimizing the growth of the Galatian Christians. It did this by having them depend on the works of the law and religion rather than the grace supernatural ability God gives when we have faith in his word. Paul asks them, who has bewitched, cast a spell over you, your minds, that in so changing them, you have been moved from your place of obedience to God and faith in his word? Is relying on the works of the law going to perfect you, or isn't the development of your faith to come from hearing God's word and the grace of his spirit? The Galatians had been hit with a direct spiritual attack, possibly released through erroneous teaching. It caused them to think differently regarding the truth they had previously been taught. Instead of continuing to walk in the liberty of grace and truth, they returned to the very legalism of the law that Jesus Christ delivered them from. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Samson and Delilah. "And it came to pass afterwards that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, Entice him, and we see wherein his strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, Tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And she said unto him, How cause it thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarene unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak, and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, Come up this once, for he hath shewed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came upon her, and brought money in their hands." Delilah assumed the role of an offended lover and used emotional and mental pressure to wear down Samson's defenses. Her desire for the silver was so strong that she mercilessly harassed Samson, urging him to tell her his secret, until he was near mental shutdown, just as Judas betrayed Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver, so did Delilah. She willingly engaged in the betrayal of someone who loved her for monetary gain. A controlled spirit can dominate the will by so affecting the emotional and mental state of an individual that it provokes them. By the unrelenting pressure applied, to give in to its demand. Tamar and Amnon. 2 Samuel chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. And 11 through 15 says, "And it came to pass, after this, that Absalom the son of David had a fair sister, whose name was Tamar. And Amnon the son of David loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimea, David's brother, and Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he said unto him, Why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Wilt thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said unto him, Lay thee down on thy bed, and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come, and give me meat, and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it, and eat it at her hand. So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, Go now to thy brother Amnon's house, and dress him meat. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down. And she took flour, and kneaded it, and made cakes in his sight, and did bake the cakes. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, Come, lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly, and I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as on the fools in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. Albeit he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, Arise and be gone. Beloved, this tragic story ends in chapter 13 and 39 of 2 Samuel with the death of Amnon, the shame of Tamar, and Absalom fleeing away into a 3-year exile for the revenge killing of his eldest brother. Amnon had a sinful affection for his half-sister, and though he desired her greatly, he could see no way to touch her, because the virgin daughters of the king were always accompanied and were housed separately. His friend and cousin, Jonadab, advised Amnon with the same subtle of the serpent in the Garden of Eden. He gave him a snare to fool King David into giving his permission, and that would trap Tamar. Jonadab acted like Jezebel when she promised the covetous Ahab the vineyard of Nobad in 1 Kings chapter 21. Jonadab probably thought that if he supported his friend's desires, right or wrong, this would advance him in the kingdom. Should Amnon be his heir apparent, become king one day. Amnon, now armed with artifice, a skillful trick, pretended to be ill to gain his father's sympathy. David sent Tamar at Amnon's request to nurse him and provide sisterly comfort. Amnon took advantage of his half-sister. Though she desired to reason with him, he overpowered her and brought shame to her and a death sentence for himself. Absalom, Tamar's brother, confronted his sister and laid in wait for the right opportunity to kill Amnon. The pseudo-counseling of Jonadab gave Amnon's desires an aggressive outlet against the will and virtue of Tamar. Jonadab hoped to win favor by providing Amnon the means to get the object of his desire. Psalms 38 verse 12 says, "They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things, and imagine deceit all the day long." In the above example, we see how control spirits used force against an individual to execute their own will in the life of that person. Force is also used when a control spirit wants a certain action or response from an individual. That force can be a pressure that is applied spiritually, emotionally, or physically. It can take the form of oppression, depression, mental confusion and turmoil, even sickness, headache, heart palpitations, stomach upset, etc. When the spirit behind these infirmities is bound, the individual usually recovers in both mind and body. In relationships, the force of strife can be used by one person whenever they don't get their way. They argue and create such an issue that the other person they are angry at sometimes gives in against their better judgment just to avoid turmoil, and conflict. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was control spirits. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. I encourage you to join us in the next 3 weeks for the continuation of this lesson, and you will get the full understanding and the full knowledge of what it really means by controlled spirits. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith.
Not one, no, not one could heal all our souls, dear.
For the opportunity and the privilege to speak your word tonight. And Lord, I pray, O God, that as we extend the invitation to salvation, lives will be touched, souls will be saved. There's a lot to be done, and we need laborers, dear Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit as I reach out to these people and encourage them to accept your word and to accept your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you and I bless you tonight. In the name of Jesus, I give you the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
I am
Salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, He is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. Beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful ways, resulting in separation from God. I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And we take a look at Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, which says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Beloved, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But the scripture tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. I ask you to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sin and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, if you prayed this prayer and received Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Beloved, great men and women of God usually had one thing in common: prayer. Each of them shared the common denominator of having a relationship with God through prayer. It was prayer that usually burdened them in their ministries, and it was prayer that kept their work moving forward. Many of God's people, like the prophet Daniel, had an intercession and prayer anointing. When we examine the lives of Moses, who spent weeks in prayer, Enoch, Abraham, Samuel, Elijah, Elisha, Anna, David, Ezekiah, Ezra, the Old Testament prophets, Jesus Christ and the disciples, the apostles, we find in them that through their lives, they all prayed. Prayer lays the foundation for everything. And coming soon, House of Christ Ministries Prayer Conference Call. This is the season where the Lord is calling for laborers to intercede for their communities, their families, their ministries, and our nations. The harvest is plenteous, and the laborers are few. We can make a difference. We can win back our territories and destroy the works of the enemies in our lives. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." If you would like to be part of this mighty revival, please email us at hocprayercall@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and we are expecting God's power to move in our lives. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. Thank you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you, and good night.